You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Andy Casper, manager of the Highway 13 construction project taking place right now, about the project and what to expect for its duration.
This project, Wisconsin 13, right there in Park Falls, begins just north of the North Fork Flambeau River Bridge, and then extends to the north all the way to North 5th Street. The purpose of this improvement project is to maintain the existing pavement. So we're going to be taking the top 2 inches off of the asphalt roadway pavement and then replace it with 2 new inches of asphalt pavement. Some other items of work that are going to be done at the same time. The curb ramps at all the intersections for the sidewalk no longer meet the American with Disabilities Act standards. So we're going to go ahead and replace those. There is also some streetlight improvement where we're going to be upgrading to an LED streetlight system. And additionally, there's going to be small improvements to the traffic signals. Road's going to stay open during construction. You're going to see some flagging operations, some temporary short-term driveway / side road disruptions, but any kind of disruption should be communicated with adjacent property owners as asphalt paving trains coming through. So generally speaking, mobility will be maintained as it is today, and you'll see people out there working, but still should be able to get around and do your daily tasks. Be off the cell phone. It's prohibited or even against law to be on a cell phone in a construction zone, so Be alert, be attentive driver, slow down, try and give these guys some respect as you're coming through the work zone. Monday through Wednesday, you'll see some erosion control get installed that consists of silt fence along the roadway or inlet protection, and then some construction staking, so survey information and possibly saw cutting. But the activities won't be real disruptive after the holiday weekend. Then they'll kind of jump into a little bit more involved work. So for basically the first full month of the project, July into mid-August, you're going to see the curb ramp construction and then the lighting work. And you won't see a significant amount of asphalt paving until about mid-August. And I just want to asterisk that these construction schedules are always weather dependent and the contractor's workload. So we have a rough schedule today, but that's always kind of a moving target.
Remember, folks, please pay attention when in the work zone, add extra time to your commute, and possibly consider adding a second cup of coffee to your drive, because we all know the absolute wonders of road construction. In this active time of road construction, we have some reminders for you. Starting with, please remember to pay attention when within the work zone. Remember, it is prohibited and even outright illegal in certain jurisdictions to be on your cell phone when within a work zone. And please remember to slow down as well. Remember, even though you dislike the workers blocking traffic, they don't want to block the traffic any more than you want them there. And they would like to make it home at the end of the day. So we'd like to repeat, please pay attention when within work zones. Remember to add extra time to your commute. And as always, go ahead and grab that second cup of coffee for the journey, because we know that road construction can be absolutely thrilling to work through. Sunday, July 6th at 8 p.m. over at Copper Falls State Park, presenters Aaron Motherway and Eli Sofovich are bringing to you Universe in the Park. This is a 30 to 40 minute astronomy talk at sunset, followed by telescope viewing, weather permitting. The talk is great for ages 8 and up, and the viewing is excellent for children ages 4 and up. Presenter Aaron Motherway is a graduate student at UW-Madison pursuing her PhD in astronomy. Her research thus far has consisted of studying the evolution of binary star systems found in different areas of the universe, such as within star clusters or in the field of space. Presenter Eli Sofovich earned a Bachelor's of Science in Astronomy and Chemistry from the University of Illinois and is currently seeking a PhD as a graduate student at UW-Madison's Department of Astronomy. An annual admission sticker or daily pass is required to enter the park, and this event will be held rain or shine. Lawn chairs are an excellent idea. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, July 6th at 8 p.m. over at Copper Falls State Park in Mellon. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is warning homeowners to beware of storm chasers after a natural disaster such as a storm, flooding, or wildfires. Melissa Kay has more.
Not all storm chasers and out-of-town contractors are scammers, but some may lack the proper licensing for the area, they may offer quick fixes, or make big promises they won't keep. The BBB recommends contacting your insurance company first. After that, do your research to find trusted contractors or get references from friends and relatives. Resist high-pressure sales. Be especially wary of door-to-door contractors. Don't sign over insurance checks to contractors and be cautious of requests to pay for everything up front. Be careful allowing someone you don't know to inspect places you can't see. An unethical contractor may create damage to get work, so get familiar with your home. Keep tabs on the conditions of hard-to-see places often and take pictures. You can find more info at bbb.org.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A new deal for Bobby.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a 3-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asks why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me. And it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had 3 hits through the 9th inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had 4 hits. And 2 homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have many fans, both individually and as a team. The duo, through their company, Actors Equity, will be making more films as they are partnering with Sony Pictures. Artists Equity has produced such films as Air, The Accountant 2, and Small Things Like These, and will continue to have the option to produce side projects. Artists Equity is also the creative force behind the upcoming Animals, which Affleck will direct and star in opposite Gillian Anderson. The film is currently in post-production with no release date as of yet. Attention rock and rollers, there is a new biopic on the way about the band The Scorpions, according to therap.com. Wind of Change stars The Wire's Dominic West, David Cross, and Luke Brandon Field as a couple members of the band. Wind of Change became an anthem for the end of the Cold War back in the early 90s. How do actors cope with being part of a really dark horror film? Violet McGraw and Allison Williams, stars of Megan 2.0, made themselves happy when the cameras weren't rolling by singing Taylor Swift songs. The 37-year-old Williams and 14-year-old McGraw are both Swifties. McGraw, who plays Williams' niece in the film, says the two bonded due to the dark material, and the way they ended up coping with it was by pretending to be Taylor. Megan 2.0 is rating fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and is currently in theaters. If mystery and horror isn't your thing, how about mystery and comedy? Peacock's remake of the 1989 Tom Hanks film, The Burbs, is gaining steam. The reboot is not a movie, but rather a series, and the cast is headlined by Kiki Palmer, whose credits include Nope and the recent surprise hit One of Them Days. Palmer is also executive producing. If you're feeling nostalgic for the movie, you might dig the show as it is filmed on the same street on the Universal backlot as the movie. Attention avid readers, if there are still any left. You can never have enough psychological thrillers as far as I'm concerned, and thanks to Amazon, there is a new one on the way based on a best-selling book. The streamer has purchased rights to Freda McFadden's The Tenant, which has been atop the New York Times bestseller chart for 7 weeks. The story follows Blake Porter, a marketing executive who loses his job and takes in a boarder to help make ends meet. You can imagine how that goes. Tough to find a good roommate, much less one who won't try to kill you. If you haven't been to Summerfest yet but have been meaning to go, you still have time. One more weekend, to be specific. The third and final weekend of one of the world's biggest music festivals kicks off again this Thursday, July 3rd. This upcoming weekend's music lineup includes Benson Boone, Fountains of Wayne, Social Distortion, John Oates, Without Hall, that doesn't seem right, Everclear, and the Lumineers. Hot fun in the summertime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm around in the evening, otherwise partly cloudy, a low of 58. Sunny with highs in the low 80s on Tuesday. Currently, it's 65.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.